This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, I talked to Associate Professor of Civil Engineering and Associate Director of Transportation Consortium of the South Central States, Dr. Zahid Hussain. He brought in several students to talk about research involving pavement engineering and technology practices that could help the Arkansas Department of Transportation save money on materials for future projects. Dr. Hussain tells about himself, and also he talks about the research.
This is my 8th year at A-State. I joined at A-State in fall 2012 after I finished my doctoral and postdoctoral programs at the University of Oklahoma. Currently, I serve as an associate professor in civil engineering, as well as an associate director of Transportation Consortium of South Central States, TransEd. TransEd is the regional university transportation center in Region 6 that is comprised of 5 states: Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. A-State is only the consortium member from Arkansas that leads Arkansas in the regional UTC. My research focus has been in the area of transportation and geotechnical materials and technologies that can serve as catalysts for constructing longer-lasting transportation infrastructures by using waste materials and cutting-edge research technologies. Our research projects have been funded by federal, state, and local agencies, and they have been supported by industries in the region. Major sponsors of our research grants have been the National Science Foundation, the U.S. Department of Transportation through TransEd and Southern Plain Transportation Center, and Arkansas Department of Transportation. Our major industry partners have been Ergon Incorporation and Paragon Technical Services, both located in Jackson, Mississippi, and Atlas Paving Company in Jonesboro, near Concrete in Paragold. Our industry partners have provided test materials and technical services for our projects. Their in-kind support has been very instrumental to conduct some of our current projects. We also get help and support from Arkansas Ready Mix Concrete Association and its members, such as Razorback Concrete, Near Concrete. Arkansas Department of Transportation District 10 engineers are also here to help us. Lately, we have established new professional relationships with Boral, that is a material building company, and Nucor Steel to conduct some upcoming projects. We conduct our research by following both fundamental science and applied process. Applied research is desired by transportation agencies so that the research outcomes can immediately be implemented. In the transportation materials, we have focused on developing and characterizing novel concrete and asphalt materials using recycling technologies that will reuse the waste and lower taxpayers' money in construction projects. Our research grants not only benefit A-State, it also help our faculty, student, and students. Also, these research grants help us to engage with our local community. For instance, we have provided internship opportunities for local high school students, delivered STEM demos and presentation to K-12 students in Jonesboro. Lately, we went to Nettleton STEAM and Jonesboro Hispanic Center to demo our STEM initiatives. We also participate in community events such as Tinkerfest and recruiting events at local high schools.
Dr. Hussain, one thing I wanted to ask, how are you able to get the students involved in the research that you all are doing by way of the different components? So we're going to talk to the different students about this, but how are you able to kind of work all of them into your research, please?
I have multiple projects, and what I see, first thing, I look at their background and see what kind of work they have done in the past and look at their strength, and also talk to them during the recruitment process, and we get a feeling about the students where they can contribute the most and where they are more interested in. That is how I distribute the workload, or I gave assign them in different project. For instance, one person is very interested in soil-related modeling work. So I assigned him a project related to that. And another person could be interested in concrete technologies. So I assigned project to him, I assigned him to that project. So that is how, and also I have that to other undergraduate students. I also assigned them to some other graduate students to help based on their interest and their strength.
Okay, very good. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll talk with some of the students right now. We have two undergraduate researchers and we have five master's researchers that are here. So we'll talk to the undergraduate students first. Can I get your name, please?
Yes, my name's Allie Perry.
Okay. Kind of tell us about what your role has been in this research.
So I'm a senior civil engineering major, and I've had several classes with Dr. Hossein, and he reached out last summer and asked if I would do some just technical reading and proofreading for the papers. So I just provided like grammatical support and proofreading for all of those, just to make them more cohesive and help. And it always helps to have a second pair of eyes on papers. So that's what I did.
And tell us, how have you enjoyed this part of the research, I guess the research process that you've been involved in?
Yeah, I enjoy that. My strength has always been writing. So when he asked for if I would help proofread, I was excited to help. And so it's been really cool to see, because I'm on the graduate side of it, to see, or the undergraduate side, it's been interesting to see the graduate side of it and the research part, because that's, you don't get to do a lot of the research in undergrad. So
do you have an interest in going forward and maybe working on your master's degree?
I hadn't really considered it, so this has been really interesting to get an inside look on that, but I haven't decided for sure.
All right, well, very good. Well, we sure appreciate you. Can I get your name, please, if you don't mind?
My name's Sarah Ford.
And can you tell us about the research that you've been, your part in the research, please?
I also helped with the technical writing, as well as Allie, over the summer. And then here recently, Dr. Hussein reached out to help one of the grad students in soil testing and getting different characteristics of the varieties of soil samples that we have in the lab.
Your thoughts, are you going to also pursue possibly master's work?
Definitely looking into it and seeing all the research and everything that goes behind it, it drives me to want to continue my education with my master's.
Well, what do you think about working with Dr. Hussein and also some of the master's students as you're pondering that, you know, possibly graduate work?
It opens up a whole new field. Like, we do very basic stuff in the undergrad, and then in the graduate, you continue on and you dive deeper into, like, I am looking at geotechnical. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing transportation, structural engineering, I would focus just on the geotechnical part of the engineering.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go over to the master's students. Can I get your name, please, sir?
Thank you. My name is Kajit Amjidul, and I am a graduate student here, and I'm doing my master's, and I started my master's here from fall 2017. And besides the study, I also worked as a research assistant here, and it's been like 1.5 years I've been working as a research assistant, and as it is my second year, I already completed 1 year 1 year projects, and now running another project, which is right now going on. And my research focus is mainly to find a new sustainable source of construction material. Mm-hmm. And the material I'm using, that is rice hull ashes, which is right now considered as a waste material. And as we know that our natural sources are depleting day by day because of these overused construction materials. So it is our responsibility to find the new technology for the construction. And these rice hull ashes can be a really good supplement of this cement. And if we can replace the cement in a certain portions with using these rice hull ashes, then in overall situations, it can impact the whole construction industry in a big extent, like from the construction cost, even from the environmental aspects. Like, as we know that the cement productions hugely impact the overall carbon emissions. So our main goal is is to use and this waste material and in the construction industry, so that we can minimize the construction cost and we can minimize the environmental impact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the things. And my project is funded by Transet. And I have been working under Dr. Hussain from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And he is being very helpful in every aspect. So like whenever I feel any kind of difficulty, he's always there. And the main, I would like to add that thing that here, after starting working here, I have known to many things like the report writings, all even the research proposals. I didn't even know how to write this before coming here, and Dr. Hussain helped me a lot with this. And not only me, to all my research mates, we are he's helping us to build a good research profile so that we can after graduating here, we can serve the community here or back to our country, whatever. And we are looking forward to look for the higher study after graduating here, like the PhD, mm-hmm. these kind of things.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Can I get your name, and can you please tell me a little bit about your role in the research, please?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Mohammed Nazmul Hassan. Like Tamjid, I also joined Arkansas State University from fall 2017. And I do mostly the chemical test for all these guys. I mean, chemistry is an interesting thing because you can see what's happening there with bare eyes. I mean, the inside reaction. So I always try to explore from the chemical perspective for the various type of construction materials, mostly asphalt here. And I've been enjoying my job a lot.
Fantastic. And so how do you think that this has been, able to help you as you've been continuing on in your degree program, especially working with Dr. Hussain?
Since my undergraduate, I also wanted to work in details with construction materials. I mean, it was my long-term plan. And here, as Tamjid said, we are able to learn so many new things because research is always interesting. It always enables you to learn something new, to explore something new. And it's also pushing us to get ourselves come forward. And especially for me, I can say that from the master's degree, I think I will be getting it soon. And it's always inspired me to get for a higher study because research, it's always inspired me for any kind of any higher study here.
Sure. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Can I get your name and tell us about what you've been doing in the research, please?
Yeah, my name is Ariful Hassan. I'm a teaching assistant, and as well as I'm working as part of the research for my thesis. And I have been working in this project for the last 8 months, which I'm working on right now. And that's kind of like major part for my thesis project. So that's how the research is related for me.
Do you have? And how's it been working with everybody else here? I know y'all have been working together closely on this. How's that been as y'all been collaborating together?
Yeah, to be honest, it's fantastic. I mean, since I came, it's been 1 year. I started and I emailed some of the guys and I called some of the friends in here. They started to be like, you're always welcome. And then they even like hired home for me at the very beginning. And then they accommodated me from the airport and wherever I wanted to go. And then started research. And again, I started to do my TA job. They all helped me out to figure out how to grade. And they always make me cautious, what are the things you need to focus on first. And then again, when I started research, I didn't know anything about the lab, first of all. And then they came and said, hey, this is the thing. And even all the graduates who ever left this place, they also called me to help. Hey, if you want to know about this any particular instrument, call me. I'm here to help you. So that's the way they started. And then I want to say, Dr. Hossain, I mean, I didn't even notice like when he said this. Like, I one day I checked my, Facebook and he say, hey, welcome to Jonesboro. I feel like, oh, this is my home now. Okay, so that's the way how I'm feeling in here. And everyone is so fantastic. And I'm working with a couple of undergrad as well. To be honest, they are very helpful. And whenever I ask them to come and help me out, they are fantastic. Oh, that's what I can say all about. And overall, there are a couple of other faculty members as well. I don't want to, like, it's a big list, to be honest. But Dr. Hossain introduced me with all of them. And whenever I tried to get in touch with them, they helped me a lot. Whenever I faced any problem, any question, any equipment, they helped me right away. So that's the way how I'm feeling in ASU.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. Can I get your name and tell me about what you've been doing in the research, please, sir?
Hello, my name is Shumun Roy. I just finished my graduation from here, master's degree. Right now, I am working as a graduate teaching assistant. I am a doctorate student here. So like the previous guest mentioned that the research thing, I always like it and love it. I enjoyed it in doing and exploring the further because I have some interest in exploring to find out new technologies as well as the sustainable materials in pavement constructions. I got this opportunity from Dr. Hossain, and I can remember the day when he first introduced me with the nanotechnology. Mm-hmm. That was, out of my imagination, and I felt like, oh my God, that's hot. I just love to doing it. So I got proper training, and I have been working on a research project last year that was based on this nanotechnology, atomic force microscope, and we use this machine, this advanced technology, to find out a new method how to predict the moisture damage in the pavement constructions, especially for asphalt materials. So we also conducted some other tests as well to verify our test methods. And as you know, the Arkansas, even some other regions are greatly affected. Especially roads and highway are greatly affected by moisture-related issues. Mm-hmm. So we are exploring, finding something new, how to predict this moisture damage, how to control it. That's why, we are helping our region, our duties, even the highway transportation agencies, mm-hmm. to give something new, valuable, to control this moisture-related issue. And right now, I'm also working with Dr. Hossain like the previous time, and hopefully I'm very enjoying it. And I believe our research, the thing I mentioned that moisture-related damage, and it will be great help. Discovery if we find something new to define this and control this problem. That's it.
No, fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm glad. It sounds like you're having a great time like everybody else is, learning a lot, and congratulations on your graduation. And that's fantastic. Can I get your name, please, sir?
I am M.M. Tariq Murshid. Now I am working as a graduate research assistant in Dr. Hossain's lab.
Okay, tell us about what you've been doing in the research, please, sir.
Yeah, in our laboratory, basically, I am conducting the laboratory tests and experiments that is mentioned in our research proposal, as well as I also analyze the data. Besides this, I also try to write the technical report to help. I always assist Dr. Hossain to write the technical report, research proposal, and the other poster presentation. I try to prepare it for Dr. Hossain's.
Fantastic. Have you been enjoying the process and working and collaborating with Dr. Hossain and also everybody else too?
Yes, I also enjoyed to work Dr. Hossain's lab, and I want to give him thanks to give me the chance to work with him. And in our, I also completed a project in the last year. Now I'm working another project. If this project gets success, then it can save the huge amount of the money. And the Arkansas Department of the Transportation and the other Department of Transportation, they will get benefited from this research.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is what it's all about, Dr. Hossain. I know you're very proud of these students and what they've been doing. And like we heard previous students say, just a chance to be able to collaborate with each other and also collaborate with the faculty like you. That's what this is about. This is, these are making the connections, and that's really what it's all about.
Yes, again, thank you for having us. One thing that I would like to add is that we also disseminate our research work. So we go different places like symposia and conferences, and I take them to present their findings, so they can also get a chance to network with other professionals and get valuable feedback from them. It is just kind of another kind of like reward system, you can call it, because they feel like they're confident they are on their work, what they have done. For instance, last year, we went to all of us, we took a, it was full, and we went to New Orleans to present our research findings. So we had 8 papers to present. And also last year, one of the students, he got a chance to go to Washington, D.C. To present his research findings. And also last year in October, all of my graduate students, they went to Oklahoma Transportation Research Day to disseminate the findings of their research. And we always participate local and internal venues. For example, Create a State, that is where that every year we participate. And this year also I'm expecting there will be like at least one poster from each of the graduate students. And also I'm trying to convince my undergraduate researchers like Sarah Ford or Ellie, maybe they can present something at the Create a State, as well as Arkansas Academy of Sciences. That is locally, it is done nearby us. So yeah, they get the chance to present their findings. And that is kind of rewarding for all of us.
Dr. Zahid Hussain and his students talk about pavement engineering and technology practices in transportation projects as part of the Create at State podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. And also tell others about the Create at State podcast, or leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.